This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Two suspected gang members seen on video in Aurora are under arrest in New York City, CPR's Molly Cruz reports.
The two alleged Tren de Aragua members were arrested during a federal search in the Bronx last week and are now in ICE custody. They are two out of the six total suspects that Aurora police identified in the viral apartment complex security footage. In the video, the men can be seen knocking on apartment doors at the edge of Lowry apartment complex in Aurora. Police say a fatal shooting occurred just a few minutes after the footage was recorded. The viral video received significant national attention and then prompted a visit from the then Republican nominee Donald Trump. I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.
Colorado Congressman Jason Crow has a new bill to secure better oversight at U.S. immigration facilities. CPR's Haley May reports it's related to his experience with a detention center in Aurora.
Crow introduced the Public Oversight of Detention Centers, or POD Act, Tuesday. If passed, it'll allow senators, congressmen, and their staff to gain immediate access to any immigration detention facility operated by or for the Department of Homeland Security. Crow says the bill was inspired by his own experience at the Aurora ICE facility after he was denied access for 24 days following multiple reports of disease outbreaks there. The facility and its only physician are currently being sued by the family of a detainee who died from complications related to a toe injury. Haley May, CPR News.
Coloradan Lindsay Vaughn will enter a ski race for the first time in nearly 6 years. She'll race downhills and super Gs on Saturday and Sunday at Copper. Vaughn announced last month that she was coming out of retirement at age 40. A backcountry skier was rescued after being caught in an avalanche Wednesday. The skier was able to get out of the avalanche debris, but had major injuries and minor hypothermia. Rescue crews used GPS coordinates from the skier's cell phone. This is CPR News.